Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Hey, I read about this campaign that Delilah Martinez is behind, and I thought, oh my gosh, I love this because we are starting to normalize the behavior of creepy people on the CTA. And Delilah, that was kind of one of your quotes, right? Like, you're changing the way you act on the CTA so that you don't become the victim of some weird guy, right?
Yes, Lisa, that is absolutely right. I found that women, we tend to adapt to our social settings. That's either changing our routes, holding keys as weapons, avoiding eye contact, not smiling, covering ourselves, putting our headphones on or our heads down. And it's just becoming something that we've normalized, and I feel like I had to do something about it.
I love this. This is Delilah Martinez. She is the founder of the Mural Movement and the owner of Vault Gallery. I love when artists get out there and use their art to help create change for the positive. And after that 20-year-old woman that attempted rape in the Millennium Park garage, and I read the details today, and one of her coworkers saw it and ran up and tried to stop it, and he knocked her down and nearly knocked her out. And then other people in the garage, I mean, it was absolutely horrifying. And then we've got the Batavia chiropractor who had set up cameras. He's accused of that. And then a TJ Maxx where a manager set up cameras in the dressing room. We're just like, oh my God, you know, this is creepy behavior. And how do we keep women and especially teenage girls safe? And you work with teenage girls, right?
Yes, that's correct. I have something called the Big Sis Club. And this is why I felt like I had to initiate something, because a lot of our girls are teenage years, 13 and up, a lot of our girls have started to express their concerns with first taking the CTA. They just started taking the CTA, and every single time we meet with them, they have a different story of, like, either being robbed or a guy following them or touching them inappropriately or invading their space. So I wanted to advocate for women's safety and also bring on influential men in Chicago who play an important role, because men play a very important role in this. This is not just a safety issue for women. It's a community responsibility, and every woman deserves to feel safe, noticed, and heard, not just protected when something happens, but respected before it does.
And this starts with families, because your sons didn't all of a sudden start acting like this unless they've seen that and learned from those actions. And the attacks on the CTA, even though crime has decreased last year, as of March 22nd, there have been 66 incidents of aggravated battery on the CTA. That's a 50% increase from this point last year, which was already up 88% from this point in 2024. So, and of course, the data does not identify the gender of those who were attacked, but women are getting creeped out, and many in the city rely on the CTA. So tell everyone about your campaign, Protect Women, period.
Yes, it's called Protect Women, period. It is a safety campaign to make sure that women feel heard, feel noticed, and feel protected. And I felt like it was really important to include influential men from Chicago, because I feel that men listen to men. And in order for us to change the narrative and the behavior, we need men to step up and protect us, because this is something that women, we talk about all the time. I've been talking about this since I was a young woman. I'm now a woman in her 40s, and this is still the same narrative. And like I said before, women are starting to adjust and adapt to this as a social norm. But in order for us to change this behavior, we need men to step in and support us so that they could influence other men to not only change their behavior, but also to respect us and protect us and step up when they feel when they see something happening.
I know you're in Pilsen, so your alderperson, Byron Sigcho Lopez, has supported the campaign, right?
Yes, that is correct. He's always supported all of our missions. He's amazing, and he was one of the first people that I interviewed part of this safety campaign.
And I know you're looking for influential men. We have plenty listening to this program. How can they reach out to you and work with you so that we can spread this message?
Yes. So we have everything on our social media page, the Big Sis Club, the Mural Movement, and my personal page, which is called Delilah First. So any influential men or any men that want to be part in supporting the women's movement, we would love to have you.
And are there other guys who have stepped forward other than Alderman Sigcho Lopez?
Yes, we have so many different men. We have actors, rappers, we have corporate, we have DJ Louis V, we have Mo the Lawyer, we have Hefe from Little Village. We have so many different influential men that I know personally that are amazing community leaders, and I felt like if they support our mission, they have the power to influence other men.
Well, I think what you're doing is amazing. You know, having a club for young girls and, you know, creating a campaign that will certainly get noticed. So we applaud you, Delilah.
I appreciate you so much for even taking the time to learn more about our mission. And I just want to know, let all the women know out there that we hear you, we see you, and we're trying to do something about it.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks so much, Lisa. You do too. Thank you.
Absolutely.